Well, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are enjoying their honeymoon this morning in the Maldives after a fairy tale ceremony in Italy done with Hollywood style. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi wraps up the wedding event of the year.
Within hours of the so-called Tomcat wedding ending, Bracciano was back to its normal, peaceful rhythm. And the events of the weekend were looking less fairy tale than weird. The official wedding photo is being criticized because it shows the couple cheek to cheek when she is actually the taller of the two. But then, illusion is what their business is about after all. The fog that shrouded the castle was worthy of the best Hollywood could dream up. It masked the fireworks and shrouded the events inside in even deeper mystery. Guest Brooke Shields had one version, but most of the guests left the country the next day without offering any comment or gossip, leaving the show business and tabloid press to speculate on a 3-minute kiss that one paper dubbed Top Gum and claims that the service was a recruiting drive for Scientology. In fact, the wedding was actually a party. Cruise and Holmes had already tied the knot in a civil ceremony in California because the Scientology rites aren't recognized as real in Italy. Not much else was recognizable either, come to that. The celebrities swept into the castle in darkened vans, so waiting fans were not sure who was in, both in the sense of who was on the guest list and who was actually in the castle. But the mood stayed festive. Paramilitary carabinieri drafted in for crowd control had nothing to do, and neither did the extra civil defense workers. The city council closed the town center to traffic and even dipped into local funds to compensate the castle's souvenir stand owner, who had to shut down for the day.
The one sour note in all of this is that after all the townspeople did to make Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes welcome, the couple didn't even bother to come out and give them a wave. Love and marriage may go together, but money and manners, it seems, don't necessarily match. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Bracciano.